Good morning, a Wednesday morning. As you wake up and yawn and gather your thoughts for the day, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, Michael Cohen, the president's former lawyer, plans to tell Congress today that President Trump is a, quote, con man and a cheat who knew a longtime advisor was communicating with WikiLeaks and who implicitly instructed Cohen to lie about a Trump Tower project in Moscow that was underway during the 2016 presidential campaign.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. You got Sarah Sanders out there trying to pull the rug out from under Cohen. Let's remember that Cohen was picked by Trump, as everybody else who Trump has fired or gotten rid of who disagrees with him. And, you know, they are casting aspersions on him for being a liar. The Washington Post has added up all the times that Trump has lied, and we're into the thousandsies and thousandsies and thousandsies. So here they are saying that the guy that Trump hired to be his lawyer, to do his dirty work, to be his fixer, is a liar. Well, I mean, how much infuriating stuff can you get away with to just say the opposite of truth? Anyway, Michael Cohen will be up there. You'll have the Republicans on the House committee following their orders and trying to bring him down. And Cohen has to answer the questions, which is that he was disbarred, just recently disbarred. You know, he's a liar, and he worked for a liar. So the question is, how good is the information? And if it's good, then forget about anything else. Look, in a judicial case, quite frequently, the DA has to make a case against the drug dealer. Who's going to go find somebody from a church somewhere? No, they go and they find somebody who's dealt with this guy, another crook. And the jury has to decide whether they believe it or not. I think that's a lot of what's going on here.
And just as a reminder to our listeners, this will happen this morning at 10 a.m. We'll go live to the hearings for the Cohen testimony before the House committee.
Well, how could we not, David? That's what WAMC is known for. We break away when we have to break away, when something extraordinary is happening. And we've done it before. We'll do it again. That's why we're here.
And all while this is going to be going on, we have the specter of President Trump in Vietnam meeting with Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea.
That's right. You have a situation in which Trump would love to have a prize of some kind, a Nobel Prize, for his peace efforts. Under ordinary circumstances, he might get it. And we do know that there's been heavy pressure on the Nobel Committee itself to give him that prize. Nevertheless, there must also be counteractions on the part of other members of that committee. He is saying that Kim Jong-un, one of the worst dictators in the world, is his very good friend, that they're in love with each other, that this guy apparently can do no wrong despite the fact that he keeps his people in virtual slavery and economic slavery. And it's disgusting. But it goes along with the kinds of stuff we have seen. Information is coming, I have no doubt about it, about his relationship with the Russians and about his campaign staff's relationship with the Russians. So this is sort of nothing new. There's a lot of information out there now that says, including from Cohen, that Trump did not expect to win this election, that the whole thing was supposed to be a giant infomercial for his Trump Industries. So we'll see whether or not it works. Now that he is the president and has had to produce, it's frightening to so many of us.
Meanwhile, yesterday, the House voted to block President Trump's border emergency declaration. I see more than a dozen Republicans join them.
Including Elise Stefanik, David. That's very interesting. I didn't think that was going to happen because she has basically played the role of a tremendous supporter of this president. Nevertheless, I think the handwriting was on the wall and she did what she had to do.
And as you point out, it's not the House, but the Senate, where required by law, they have to take up this resolution where the real test is.
And, David, they're going to take their time doing it, apparently, Mitch McConnell says, in the next several weeks. Right, where the House jumped right on it. But the Senate is going to take its time because McConnell has got to round up all of those votes that he needs and keep people where they are. The people to keep your eye on are people like Susan Collins, who talks a good game, but in the end falls into line and has in the past, and Lisa Murkowski and some of the others. We'll see whether they have any guts and whether looking ahead to whoever writes the next profile in Courage might have their name in it.
Speaking of names and the 2020 presidential race, former Vice President Joe Biden very close to a 2020 decision as his family is now giving him the blessing to run.
Well, he's an older man. Bernie is an older man. I'm an older man. The question is, do you lose all your utility once you're an older guy? He's going to be in it. He also has a pension for stepping into, you know, whatever, when he doesn't have to. He's a funny guy. He has a wellspring of people who like him very much. And he will be the moderate as opposed to the out front progressive candidate in this election. It's very hard to turn down this piece of history, which is clearly what's going on here. All of the polls show, you know, doing quite well. And you're one step away from the presidency. He's always wanted to be president. He's trained for it. He's been vice president. He's been senator. People like him. Let's just see how it all turns out.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us, the youngest older man I know. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, David.